This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Oddly, we're divided in this room about a morality issue.
What?
There's a woman in Utah who took a bunch of those.
Boudoir. Tastefully, artfully
done. Do you
done.
Want any of those, Steve?
No, thank you.
Me neither.
Because they don't look like they don't look like themselves.
It's oh
what
that okay. But I just don't want it because like what am I supposed to do with it?
I know that is awkward.
I mean, am I supposed to like
share
I've
it
known
with...
dudes who get like a calendar from their woman. Like he'll have like I knew a dude. He had like he worked out in his garage on his motorcycle all the time and always had like a calendar of like. Suicide girls sitting on different bikes.
Okay.
So she did that.
Oh, okay.
You want, you're like your wife on the calendar in your garage and your buddy comes over to listen to your exhaust and tell you how to set your timing chain or whatever. It's like, and he's like, is that your wife straddling a what? Like you,
I don't know.
You don't?
No. And there's also something weird about like, oh, so did you take the picture of your wife? Like, no, some other guy did.
Right.
I don't like that part either.
Right.
Got her in that weird angle and like laid the rose on the small of her back and like. I've seen a lot of them, man.
I've had a lot of girlfriends that just sent me that damn picture.
And I don't like, first off, I don't know why they exist. But second, if a woman gives those to you.
They're yours.
They're gifted.
They're yours.
But when you break up,
they're yours.
Oof.
I'm sorry, but that's the way it's.
I'm so torn. I honestly see both sides.
Because in this case,
this is the only thing he asked for,
which I think is weird. They got divorced, and he's only asking for that. It just seems suspicious.
Well, he's doing it to dig at her.
That, and she also wrote very touchy, lovey notes on the side of the pictures when they were in love way back in the day. So he said, I want that sentiment.
He wants that as a memory.
Right. They digitalized over the photos some of the parts of her.
Okay. But the judge ordered him to get them.
Yes. And she's like, what the heck? She called it pornography. And this is where I take umbrage. When she's doing this sitting and she's doing the costume, it's art then.
It's art and it's love
and
it's
beauty.
Yes. But then when a judge tells her to hand those pictures over to an ex-husband, now suddenly they're pornography.
Well, the same goes for your relations tape. Like what happens if you're in a relationship, you shot video of your relations.
Okay.
And now you break up. How do you guarantee that they deleted it off their phone? I'll let you watch me delete it off my phone, but everything on my phone is backed up in the cloud.
Right.
So unless you hold a gun to his head and make him go into his cloud and delete it. Like, but that was a moment we shared. You can't go into my phone and delete my photos.
Unless court ordered. But you're right. Then I can just transfer those
that
to somewhere
is porn.
Else.
Like that is like that's genuine porn, but it's not porn because it's two. Well, I guess porn is two consenting adults.
But at what point? Yeah, point if it's your like you shared in it, so you own it now, even though you broke up, and now you're showing your buddies because you own it. But she didn't give you permission.
So then that's revenge porn.
So now that's crossing the line, or is it? Or was the line already way crossed from having it? I don't know.
I don't either. Because I would say the porn you got to delete, but the boudoir you don't. But if I say that, then I think both you don't have to delete because the boudoir, she went to somebody else and did all this production, but the porn, like TXA, you're like both participating, both maybe even handing the phone back and forth, or maybe she's wearing the GoPro chest pack.
Right.
I got to start hanging out with you more.
Do they have a chest
pack? That's what they do. And then you have the one that goes on your forehead. You got to choose who's wearing
That's
what.
That's very sexy. Yeah.
You look like you're making a video game at some point.
The little dots all over you.
It says, she quote, it's violating and it's incredibly embarrassing and humiliating. Well, it wasn't when you were shooting them, but now suddenly you're losing out on divorce and now it's all.
I just think it's weird that the judge said yes, though, that he gets to keep it.
I think it doesn't matter if it's a guy judge, too.
Was it a guy judge?
I think so.
I would kind of want, especially if I looked my best, like if I took a bunch of shirt, if I got ripped and took a bunch of shirtless, suspend your disbelief. But I would want you to like remember me in that way.
Oh,
you
know? God.
Actually, kind of.
But what do you think this dude's going to do with it? Like, first off, again, I go back to, what did you think he was going to do with it in the first place? Because
yeah.
If you're the wife, you had the rose laid on the small of your back or whatever, and you printed these photos, and then you come home from work one day, and he's on the kitchen counter with peanut butter all over. Looking at the photos, you're like, what the hell are you doing? It's like, what did you want me to do with these?
Yeah, that is true.
And now that he gets to keep them, what's he going to do with them?
He has to be, but I guess they digitized a lot of her body. Her,
you mean pixelated?
Like that type of thing, yeah.
Like blurred her out?
Yeah, blurred her out.
What are they good for?
I don't know, right?
The memories, just like the guy says that's the reason he's keeping him.
Oh yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.